Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, that subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. And let's crack on with today's first story. Now, today's first story comes from OKLuck2868, who says, I-20 female, was kicked out by my parents, 50s male and female. If I move them with my estranged aunt, 30s female, they will completely disown me. But she is the only family that will take me in. I'm a sophomore at college, and my extremely religious parents found out that I do not believe in God anymore by snooping. To them, this is one of the worst things that can happen. So they told me that I cannot come home or live with them anymore, even for breaks. I was supposed to go home for Easter, but they told me there's no point in me coming and celebrating a religious holiday, and cancelled my ticket. My aunt picked me up, and I'm in her spare bedroom writing this. I'm thankfully not dependent on them for college tuition at all, but I was for housing for next semester. They were going to pay, but they have cancelled my lease. I have an extremely heavy course load, and I don't work because of it at their insistence. When I moved to her state for college because it was the best program, they made me promise I wouldn't contact her. But I stole her number from my dad's phone. She only lives 30 minutes away from school. She, her husband, and her mum have treated me so well. She buys me stuff so that I can focus on my studies instead of work, and she gives me a weekly allowance for things my parents wouldn't buy. She has no children of her own. She's my dad's half-sister. He didn't meet until she was in her mid-20s, and she is the complete opposite of him. When I told her everything that was happening today, she automatically told me that I could live with her and her husband in their spare bedroom. She knows it's a bit of a drive, but she has a car she is willing to sign over to me with no strings. Her own words. She told me as long as I keep my GPA up and don't do anything stupid, she'd let me live here as long as I needed. I know I'd be happy here with her, and her family treats me better than my own did, to be honest. I just know that if I accept her offer, it will burn the bridge with my parents, as they will blame her for me being an atheist, if they aren't already. I want to accept, but I am so worried I am making myself sick. Should I let my parents cut me off entirely and live with my aunt? And we do have an update to this story as well, and an edit before that, but we're going to cover some comments first. But my initial opinion is like, you know, your parents are willing to cut you off over this anyway. What do you have to lose in this situation? And everything to gain by the sounds of it. I know what I would be choosing, and it's not the family that's willing to disown you, to kick you out of the house over something like this. But practical fact, 8436 says, your parents pretty much already cut you off, so I don't see why you wouldn't. OP replied saying, yeah, after I posted this, I went to call my mum about the rest of my things and found out that they cut off my cell phone. My aunt said she's going to put me on her plan tomorrow. Fascination Street says, they already cut you off. How much worse can it get? Definitely move in with your aunt. Consider cutting down your course load. There's no need to go all out. Try enjoying college and having a social life. Get a part-time job. Live a little. To which Opie replies saying, my aunt says the same thing regarding a social life, honestly. She also said she could pull some strings she has and get me a cool summer job that would look great on my resume. Christina says, move in with your aunt. Your parents have cut you off already. Your aunt is offering support. Plus, you don't have to tell them where you're living. It's none of their beeswax. Nambite says, time to make adult decisions. Also time to secure your well-being, and I would say it would preferably be as far away from those parents as possible, at least for the time being. Sounds like you're a sane person with healthy plans and with the ability to pull things off, whilst your parents ultimately have tried to set you up as heavily dependent on them, insisting not to get a job, relying on them to use as leverage to control you however they wish. If I were you, I'd tell them the boat won't float. If they estrange that If they estrange, then that's on them, for not respecting other people's views and opinions and slash or goals. Either they're going to be supportive and not punishing in any way, or if they think that's too much to ask for, then it's their decision to estrange, which they have to live with without being able to blame anyone but themselves for. Also move in with your aunt if it comes to that, if she's the only one that will take you in. I'd bet she's the most sane person in the family. And one more from Vacacious Love, who says, my family kicked me out of the house right before I turned 19. I was working part-time and going to college full-time. Things between my mum and I had been bad for a while. I was the oldest and she was having a hard time letting go, and she thought we were having a power struggle of some sort, I guess. Anyways, my mum thought I was having sex with boys, so she was sure of it, had called up at work to see where I was, started following me at night if I went to the local bookstore, or God forbid, out with a friend, and more. I was raised in a very conservative, Southern Baptist, old-timey household, so I guess the thought of me having sex was too much for them, even though I wasn't. I called my grandma, who was my whole world at one point, and they had cut off for stupid reasons, and she picked me up at 3 a.m. I'm so grateful that I lived with that woman for 3 years. She truly made me feel loved, accepted, gave me freedom, helped me become an adult, and gave me a safe space. Don't look back with your family. Go be with your aunt. I guarantee you, you will not regret it when you look back. Now we're going to move on to the edit to find out what happened there, which said, I went to my aunt and I just ended up crying with my head in her lap. She stroked my hair and listened to me. While we were talking, my dad called her phone. She didn't answer, but she read his text. Long story short, he was tracking my phone and they checked the numbers on the plan and knew I was talking to her. I was right that they blamed her when she had never even talked about religion with me at all. I called my mum through her phone and we discussed it. They have assured me that they will mail me my things in one piece and undamaged, and they have told me that they want no contact with me, and they don't want me around my siblings because I'll corrupt them. They told me they'll pray for my soul. I have all my important documents. My aunt is taking me to the dorm to get my stuff tomorrow. I'm not going to stay in my dorm until May because she is concerned for my safety due to her experience with my grandfather. Thank you all for your kindness you have shown me. Now, let's move on to the update to find out what happened there. Hello, it's been a week and I thought I would make an update. My aunt Ashley became immediately concerned with my safety. When my grandfather married her mum, we'll call her Abby, it was an arranged marriage through Abby's dad. When my grandfather hit Abby, Abby ran away, but my grandfather kept finding her. She and my uncle Joe went and helped me pack all of my stuff in my dorm. She added me to a car insurance and I will be commuting for the rest of the semester and will be living here until graduation if I want. My parents were taking off all of my stuff, like as emergency contacts. I'm also taking the opportunity to tone down my coursework. My aunt and I discussed it and I'm going to drop the major I was in, which was what my parents were pushing for, and into what I had wanted to do originally. It's not much further off, but it's a much more mathematical field. My parents had firmly told me I couldn't do it because it was a man's field and I'd be robbing a provider of the ability to care for his family. Thankfully, I'll only need one extra semester and my financial aid is covered. My parents kept their word and sent my stuff intact, after I warned them that I kept screenshots and wouldn't hesitate to take them to court. I got it by Friday. They packed everything and nothing is missing that I can tell. They did put my religious stuff in a separate box with a note telling me that they hope I make my way back to them. They also sent all pictures of me that I knew hung in the house. My senior photos, prom photos. Aunt Ashley took them and put them in different frames and hung them on our walls. I have to admit, it hurt so much, I cried for a few hours. I had a lot of time to think and I'm starting to realize that everything about their love felt conditional ever since I can remember. I never felt I could be myself or else they would stop loving me. I was just proven right. They sent me a text stating that they were blocking my number on social media, but I could email them if I ever returned to the flock. I told them they didn't need to block anything and the only way they will ever hear from me is if they're being notified I'm dead, because even if I find my way back to any sort of religion, I don't want their conditional love because that's not what Jesus would have wanted. Aunt Ashley's taking me to a salon tomorrow and dress shopping. I have a formal event next week and I've never dyed my hair and I've always wanted to. We're going to buy makeup as I'm going to try bolder colours now. She tells me that it's time I get to learn who I am. Whew, those last little words almost hit me right there, straight in the feels. And I'm just incredibly happy for OP that, you know, that they are finally getting to learn who they truly are without being controlled in the way that they was previously. But that aunt sounds absolutely incredible. Let me know your thoughts in this one in the comments below, and let's move on to another story.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And our next story comes from IllSupport7160, who says, "Am I the asshole for refusing to help my partner financially? I, 43 female, have been with my partner, 50 male, for 6 years now. We've been living together for 5 of them. We are not married and we do not plan to marry in the future. I have a son, 19 male, that is currently a high school senior. My partner has a daughter, 21 female, who is going to college. The background, you need to understand the issue. When I met my partner, I was a widow of 3 years. I'm lucky enough to have a very lucrative business and some family money. Also, my late husband left a substantial estate, including the house we live in. The house is a family home, so it passed to my son as the only heir. My partner also makes good money, and the difference in our lifestyles was pretty much negligible. But while I and my late husband made sure not to spoil our son, he was responsible for keeping his room clean, even though we have a housekeeper. He had chores during the weekends. We taught him how to cook. His allowance is reasonable. He has to save for expensive purchases like a car, PS5, etc. My current partner and his ex-wife spoil their daughter rotten. Due to an incident when we first moved in together, she demanded my son's bedroom since it was the second biggest. Got rejected since it was his home and she only spends the weekend. And after some family therapy, we agreed that she will be treated like a guest by me. She will have to follow the house rules, and that's it, to the extent of our relationship. Now, while she is spoiled, she is a good girl, academically excellent, except for the aforementioned incident, very respectful and just a pleasant young woman. The problem is that I did not know the extent to which my partner spent money on her. He pays some money as rent that I put in my son's college fund and we split the common bills in half. Everything else is our own responsibility, so we don't know much about each other's finances. Now my son is planning to do a tour of East Asia during the summer and I was happy to give him the money to do so as a gift for getting into a very prestigious college. When my stepdaughter heard about it, she asked her dad to pay for a tour of Europe since he didn't send her on one after she got into college. He agreed because he never says no, but he came to me asking me to lend him close to 30k because he can't afford the trip on his own. I am not even giving that much to my son and his plane tickets are more expensive. I refused. I said that since this wasn't an emergency, he can save and send her on a trip after she graduates college. Now he is not talking to me, saying I am choosing favourites. I have no relationship with his daughter, so I don't even know how that is applicable. And that I am putting money over his happiness and relationship with his daughter. So, am I the arsehole? I can easily afford to lend him the full amount, I just don't want to, because his reasons are not convincing enough." And I was reading this and I went back and it said lend him close to 30k because he can't afford the trip on his own, so I'm assuming he's putting some money towards this as well. So 30k is just a portion of what she is going to spend, and I mean, what the hell is she going to be doing in Europe? I've known people that's gone to Europe on a shoestring budget, travel around, worked at the same time and enjoyed their time there, got life experience at the same time. I mean, she must be staying in some of the best hotels as she's going around these places, I think. Absolutely not the arsehole to me. But Super Dr. Astronaut says not the arsehole. What the fuck? My first European vacation was when I was 31 years old and cost a total of roughly $2,500, including airfare. Jesus Christ. To which OP replies in, that's because you did not stay in 5-star hotels and plan to shop until you drop. What's My Name Again says not the arsehole. Congratulations to your son for doing well and getting into a great school. Traveling is such a great experience for the soul. However, your partner is super out of touch. Good luck. Turtle the Moon says not the arsehole. $30k for a vacation. That's a year rent at $2,500 a month. That's insane. If he's not talking to you, then count your blessings. And one more from Blue Rose, who says not the arsehole, to clear this up. Your son wants to go on a trip and you offer to pay as a gift for his hard work, A+ parenting, and also being a cool parent. Because of this, your partner's daughter felt entitled to a trip, which happens to cost twice as much for some reason. I don't really know if it's double, but whatever. However, your partner cannot afford the trip, so instead of being an adult and telling his daughter, giving her the option of a cheaper trip, she pitch in or waiting while he saves. Your partner thinks it makes more sense to demand 30 grand from you. That about sums it up. I can't even fathom what your partner is thinking. Does saying no once seriously mean his daughter will love him less? He sees no issue with having a transactional relationship with his child. Was this not the wake-up call he needs to see how toxic the relationship he has with his daughter is? Please let me know if I missed anything, because I don't know how your partner could be an even bigger ass, but I'm sure he'll surprise us and you at this rate. Edit. These are my first rewards, so I want to say thank you so much for those who bestowed them upon me. I cannot voice my appreciation enough. Truly, I'm grateful. Now, I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Couldn't imagine going up to a partner and asking for 30 grand to send your child somewhere. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below, and let's move on to another story. And our next story comes from RitaYouth5033, who says, am I the arsehole for walking out of the restaurant over a joke between my fiancé and his friend? I, female 30, used to work as a sex worker in my early to mid-20s. Not so proud of it, but I had no choice. I had to get money to be able to keep my siblings and myself from homelessness. I met my fiancé, Martin, male 32, over a year ago. He knows every single detail about my life and every day tells me he loves me no matter what. His family are literally saints, so I kind of hit the jackpot in the in-laws department. However, his friends, not so much. Some of them make comments about my past and throw in some words I find rather offensive, but I thought to myself, girl, you just being too sensitive, just let it go. Last week we went out to a restaurant to celebrate Martin's birthday with his friends and family. One of his closest friends, Antonio, has a habit of making nasty jokes and laughing publicly. Martin was talking to his friends while I was talking to my mother-in-law talking. Antonio looked around and praised the restaurant and the atmosphere for the party. Martin nodded after Antonio told him he's lucky he got all that for his birthday, then complained about not having family to celebrate his upcoming birthday. He then told Martin, perhaps I can borrow my name for some BJ on my upcoming birthday. I was appalled, but when I turned to see how Martin would react, Martin just laughed and said, lol, well, how much are you willing to pay? I froze. Now, I might have overreacted, but I had a terrible look on my face as I looked at Martin. Then I got up, gathered my stuff, including the gift I got him, and started making my way out. My in-laws noticed, and I could hear Martin yelling after me. He followed me outside, begging me to wait, but I kept walking. He said it was just a joke between him and his buddy, and I was overreacting for no reason at all. I started arguing with him about how he was not only okay with his buddy humiliating me, but playing along in his god-awful joke. He insisted I overreacted and was being oversensitive. I got into a taxi and went home. After he came back, he started complaining about how I embarrassed him and ruined the celebration by walking out. I reminded him of what he did and he said it was just a joke. And the only one who has an issue with my past is me, and I should seek therapy for being too sensitive all the damn time. Now look, you started off this post by explaining, you know, Martin knows every single detail about your past and what you went through to get money onto the table for your siblings to keep you from homelessness. And you know, you said you're not proud of it and all this kind of thing. And it's clearly a sensitive subject for you as well. So when his friend made this joke, he should have closed it down immediately, not played along with it. And even after he did, totally fuck up. He told you you were being too sensitive and you need therapy for it. Absolutely not the arsehole in the slightest. But Pom Desang says, not the arsehole, dump him. Talking about pimping you out isn't a joke. It's a fundamental lack of respect for you. You're not being sensitive, and you could be proud of your past as a sex worker, and it still wouldn't make what he and his friends are doing slash saying is okay. This, for your information, is exactly why they always have something to say, because Martin not only allows it, he participates. Time to pack your things and go, OP. Martin is never going to respect you, and you absolutely deserve a partner who respects you. Avakio says, not the arsehole, hun. You've only known him a couple of years, and the honeymoon is over. This is him showing you how he actually thinks. To your face, he says he's fine with your past. To his friends, he's willing to joke about taking money in exchange for you. Basically, he's willing to joke about pimping you out. Run. ETA, don't be ashamed of your past. You're a strong, capable woman who doesn't take any BS, and your past that made you that woman. Honestly, sex work is stigmatized, and it shouldn't be. You sold your labor just like anyone else does. Be proud of who you are. Inanimate Potato says, not the arsehole. Honestly, that is horrible, and him telling you to seek therapy because you're too sensitive? Nope. Although you may need therapy from all the gaslighting and emotional manipulation. To me, there's two problems here. One, he's aware that you aren't comfortable discussing your history, and yet he allows his friends to talk to you that way and joins in joking when you have made it clear that you're uncomfortable. Incidentally, how do his friends know? Because if he told them, even though it's all a sensitive topic for you. Two, he sees you as something for him to put a price tag on, even if he was joking. Even if you were okay with these jokes, he didn't even go with, you couldn't afford her, or in your dreams. No, it was, how much are you willing to pay? As if he'd be the one benefiting from this make-believe exchange. Honestly, everything about this proves he doesn't see your feelings and experiences as valid. You said this isn't a one-off, and he clearly is brushing you off instead of acknowledging your feelings. You are not less than him because if your history or sensitive because he's continually discounting your feelings and allowing his friends to treat you like that. And Economy Voice replies to that one saying, why do his friends even know? He should never have discussed her past without her permission. Total violation of her privacy. If for some unfathomable reason she did give permission, it should have been shared as an overcoming the odds story, not a locker room sewer talk about passing around the BJs. Now, I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? How would you have dealt with it if you was OP? Would you stay with this person? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Now, just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, support, and time, as always, means the absolute world to me. Thank you so much for getting involved. And yeah, I can never thank you enough. And I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.